Hey, you okay? You've been totally out of it for a while now, staring into space. Are our weekly hangout lunches really that boring? Or is it just me? Nah, come on. You know I'm just teasing you. We've known each other since we were, what, 6 years old? We've been best friends practically since the day we met. Do you remember that day? I do. You just moved into town with your parents, and you didn't have any friends. You were sitting in the park by your house reading The Hobbit, and then, bam, I fall down from the tree above, right on top of you. Almost like your book, eh? From the frying pan into the fire. No eagles came to fly me away, but at least I had you to break my fall. You were so quiet when we first met. It took days just to get you to talk to me, but you finally cracked. And haven't been able to get rid of me ever since. So surely you should expect this kind of thing from me by now. You know I've always loved to torment you. Only in the most loving, friendly way, of course. All the years we've been friends, I've done everything I could to bring you out of your shell. So, come on. Tell me what's on your mind. Do I need to put you in a headlock and noogie it out of you? Or should I just try to guess? Oh, please. Don't try to play brave. You've been terrified of my legendary noogie skills since that day in the 7th grade when I made you braid my hair. If you'd just done what I asked you, you wouldn't have peed your pants. But hey, you learned how to braid, didn't you? Oh yeah, I guess I have kept that little braid in for a while now. What can I say? I guess I like the way it looks on me. And it reminds me of you. You're really not going to spill it, huh? All right. But I'll bet I can guess what's going on. That's right, a bet. Don't look so terrified. I mean, sure, you almost always lose, but that's not my fault. You're just really bad at making bets, dude. Ah, the nerve, I say. I do not cheat, mister. It's just that I've got a killer instinct. When I want something, I go for it. You could learn a thing or two, honestly. Now, come on. Don't be a pussy. Let's make a bet. Yes! All right, don't worry. This is going to be fun. Okay. First, we need stakes. So, if I lose, you get to take something of mine. How about that? I'll give up anything you want. You could take one of my games or one of my favorite D&D minis. I'll even give you my panties if you wanted. Anything you want. You perv. Don't pretend you wouldn't love them. Okay. If I win, though, I get to take someone from you. Sorry, something from you. Weird slip of the tongue there, huh? Come on. Don't bitch out on me again. Be a man. There we go. Atta boy. So, now that's all settled, I just have to guess, I suppose. What's been getting you all tense and jumpy? I'm gonna go with, you're totally backed up because your girlfriend's been keeping you locked in chastity for the past month. Oh. Look at that shocked face. Nope. Don't even try denying it, man. I've whooped your ass enough times by now to know when I've beaten you. Honestly, I love seeing that look in your eye when you know I've won. And I got the better of you yet again. Gets me all worked up. What do you mean, how did I know? Your girlfriend told me, dingus. No, it's not cheating. I told you, you're just really bad at making bets, dude. Next time, try to make sure the other person isn't winding you up a bit. It was so obvious I was leading you the whole time, and you fell straight into my trap. A bet's a bet. Don't you dare try to welch on me like you did last time. Oh, yeah. You definitely remember what happened last time, don't you? Look at you shiver. You couldn't sit down for almost a week after I was done tanning that ass of yours. Just be glad that's all I did to it. What? Oh, nothing. Just talking to myself. Anyway, yeah. I've been talking to your girlfriend on the regular. We've actually been chatting quite a bit for the last couple months. Talking on the phone, texting, hanging out. Yeah, we've been seeing each other without you around. What? Aren't you happy that your girlfriend and your best friend are getting so close and friendly with each other? Aw, you're all jealous and suspicious, aren't you? Why? Is it because your best friend is a Fuda with a cock and balls more than twice the size of yours on your best day? Oh, I hope it's not because I slept with all those girls you liked back in high school and college, is it? Look, we've been over this 100 times, haven't we? You weren't even going out with any of them when I stretched them out. Oh, no, wait. You were dating a couple of them, weren't you? Oops. Sorry, I forgot. They were all just still so tight, even after sleeping with you. I always seem to remember them as virgins. But hey, I apologized for that, didn't I? They were all honest mistakes. You know that. They came on to me when I was either drunk or really horny or bored. I said I was sorry. Besides, I think I saved you from making some bad choices if you really think about it. I mean, if they really loved you, they wouldn't have opened their legs for me after just one look at my 14-inch slut maker, would they? This time is different, dude. I haven't slept with your girlfriend yet, I swear. What? Yet? Did I say yet? You must have misheard me. Look, the point is we've been hanging out, and she let it slip about your little game, that's all. But wow. Blue balling until your birthday? That's pretty intense. I can't believe you haven't even jerked off in nearly a month. How did you manage that with the way she's been teasing you? Oh, I may have given her a few ideas to help drive you wild. Have you been noticing the increasingly scandalous clothes she's been wearing at home? The way she's been flaunting herself in front of you? Knowing you can't do anything to get yourself off? Even showing off her freshly waxed pussy to you, making you watch as she drips through her panties and fingers herself. Well, of course I know about that. Who do you think waxed her cooch for, silly? Don't worry, bro. I've been taking care of her for you. I wasn't gonna let some stranger get close to your girlfriend's peach like that. As your best friend, it was my duty to roll my sleeves up, spread her legs, and get her as bald and smooth as possible. No need to thank me. It was my pleasure. And probably her pleasure, too. She's even been asking my advice on the clothes and lingerie she should wear around the house to tease you. And how to show herself off for you to get you straining in that little cage of yours. Hell, half the messages she's been sending me are lewd pics of herself as she bends over. Or crazy poses with her ass, or pussy, or tits out for the camera. All so I can give her advice on how to torment you. What are friends for, after all? No one knows you better than I do, buddy. I know what you want. Whether you know it or not. So you really haven't come in a whole month? Really? You haven't even tried to rub a quick one out in the shower when she takes the cage off for cleaning? Well, how loyal of you. You really are a great boyfriend to be doing this for her, but geez, no wonder you're all jittery. You must have a pretty hefty load saved up for your birthday surprise tomorrow night, eh? Oh, you'd better believe I know all about that. Don't even try to get me to give up the goods. My lips are sealed. But trust me, it's going to be something you'll never forget. I mean, that said, guys don't really have a lot to save up anyway, do they? But still, I don't think I could manage it personally. I mean, don't get me wrong. Guys get horny, sure, but food would get, like, really crazy if we don't bust a nut on the regular. Hell, I haven't gotten off in 2 days and I'm about ready to climb the walls and find some poor soul to empty into. I could probably fill a gallon jug right about now. I'm not joking, man. I've done it before. My back teeth are practically floating. Why haven't I just jerked off? Well, let's just say I've got my own bet going on with someone else at the moment. I bet them I could bust more ball cream in a single nut than a guy could after saving up for a whole month. What a crazy coincidence, eh? Don't worry, buddy. I'm sure your girlfriend would never make a bet like that with me. Especially after she saw what I'm packing up close and personal. Well, yeah. I whipped it out for her when I was waxing her undercarriage. She was a little embarrassed about being naked in front of me, so I got naked too. To even things out while I got to work on her. You know what a perfectionist I am. I stuck my face right in there and went over every square inch of her pussy for you, leaving no fold unturned, to make sure it was perfectly bald. Your girlfriend was a little squeamish at first, but after some long encouragement from my silver tongue, she loosened up and was positively dripping with excitement by the time I was done with her. Yes, of course, metaphorically. What do you think? I'm the kind of friend who would force your girlfriend's legs open, spread her lips wide, and latch my mouth onto her sopping cunt? You really think that I, your best friend, would eat your loving girlfriend out as she grinded herself onto my face until she squirted all over me like a bitch in heat? You think I'd be able to make her squirt again about 3 more times? Lol. Don't be crazy, dude. Yeah, I know. You walked in on me doing that to your first girlfriend in high school, but that was only because you didn't know how to eat pussy at the time, and she was, like, really sexually unfulfilled with you. No, it wasn't abuse when I grabbed you by the hair and made you watch us. It was educational. I held you next to me as I went down on her so you could learn the right muff diving techniques. And so I would need to step in and satisfy another girl for you. Let's just call that whole thing a learning experience. No, like I've told you over and over, your other girlfriends, the girls you liked, came on to me. It's a totally different situation, bro. Dude, you gotta believe me. Nothing weird happened when I waxed your girlfriend's cooch. I mean, yeah, my cock smacked into her a few times when I was neck deep in wax and poon, but in my defense, it's pretty hard to stop something that big from swinging around like a pendulum every time I move. I mean, come on. You've seen me. Even soft, I'm as big as a can of hairspray, for crying out loud. But that's it. Well, okay. She might have had to hold my dick up a few times in her tiny little hands to move it out of the way while I was maneuvering myself around her. And it might have gotten wedged in her ass crack once or twice. Damn, she's got a thick ass. But that's all. I swear, okay? Don't look at me like that. Crap. You always know when I'm holding something back. My cock may have hit her in the face a couple times too, but her lips barely opened, I swear. I don't even think she could taste that much of my cock when her tongue slipped out for the fifth time and dragged from my balls to the tip, although one or two drops of my pre-cum might have accidentally dripped into her mouth. No. They were all accidents, man. You need to cool down. Look, we're getting off topic, aren't we? That caged dick and blue balls of yours is getting you all riled up over nothing. She's crazy about you, dude. She loves you. We both do. You know she'd never do anything to hurt you. Unless she thought it was for your own good. All she wants is for you to be happy. Trust me. She'd do anything if she thought it would make you happy. Mmm. Damn, that's good coffee. What does the winner of my other bet get? Well, that's confidential, isn't it? I don't think I could just break someone's confidence like that. But let's just say, the winner proves they're an alpha, and they get to breed the bitch. While the loser shows what a beta bitch they really are and has to watch as the woman gets turned out right in front of them. I really don't think there's a chance of me losing, though. Maybe they'll be locked up in a cage just like yours. Locked up nice and tight so the little dicklet of theirs sits useless between their legs as they watch me gut fuck the woman they love into oblivion. And make a baby in her. Oh, could you imagine though? Can you imagine if it was your girlfriend that made the bet with me? Do you think that tiny pair of grapes you've got tucked away down there could really compare to my set of fat, heavy milk makers? I seriously doubt it. Gosh, buddy, you just have to sit there and watch as I bent the woman you love over and split her open on my monster cock. You know I'm speaking from experience when I say that after having sex with you, they're still super tight as I stretch them out around my fat shaft. It's always a little bit of a thrill to know I'm rearranging a woman's guts like that, you know? To know that no matter how much time passes, no matter how many Kegels and exercises they do, their boyfriend's little pricks won't ever really satisfy them anymore. Do you think your girlfriend would be any different? Do you think she'll even feel you in her cunt after I've hollowed her out and left her in a permanent state of gape? Do you think she'd even want you anymore? After she knew she could have someone so much better. God, I can just imagine the tears that would be running down your face as you're forced to watch me. And clap her cheeks like a jackhammer. And make her my bitch until I hilt myself inside her. Your pathetic sobs as you watch my balls tighten up. Knowing that I'm dumping my load into her fertile little womb and planting my genetic flag deeper than you could ever dream of. That's what really gets me off, you know? Hurting you. I'd probably come again right there watching your little heart break all over again as I steal yet another woman from you. As I outmatch your sorry ass yet again. I'm still your friend though, buddy. I'd let you try to felch out my load from your girlfriend's sloppy, destroyed pussy. You know, I'd give you a chance to stop my swimmers from knocking her up. You could definitely put those rug-munching techniques I taught you to good use, right? Holy shit! Dude! Oh, I can't keep my face straight anymore. God, I'm fucking with you. Jeez, you're so gullible. What did I say earlier about loving to tease you, genius? You make it so easy. Yes, of course it was a joke. You really think I'd do that to you? Ugh, I was just winding you up. Well, no. I mean, I was nude when I waxed her snatch, and my cock really was all up in your girlfriend's face and ass. That was true. But obviously the stuff about fucking your other girlfriends happened. I mean, you walked in on it enough times. But that stuff about bending over your girlfriend and making you eat my cum out of her, that was a joke. Oh, lighten up. You're pale as a sheet right now. Do you really think I'd do something like that to you? That you would make me like some kind of creepy sadist that got off on humiliating and hurting her best friend, breaking his poor little heart over and over? Anyway, I've got to head back to work. Thanks for the catch up, man. Same time next week? Nah, dude. I'll see you tomorrow night for your birthday. Your girlfriend wanted me to help you with your big surprise, and boy, I am looking forward to it. Like I told you, I've gotten real antsy over the past couple days. It'll be nice to finally let loose with the two of you. See you tomorrow, buddy.